humor consumers to the Life Happens Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm comedian Tracy DeGraff.
And I'm Catherine, co-host and bestie. You know what cracks me up?
What?
I'm looking at the graphic thing on the computer when you open up. And then as soon as you're ready for me to talk, every time I see you in my peripheral vision, cock your head like, your turn. It sort of freaked me out this time.
That's funny. Well, I'm giving you the nonverbal cue.
I know.
I'm done. Time for you.
Yes, and I see it. And I sometimes get a little nervous.
Oh, that's so funny. This is why we need to be on video, Catherine. We're adding video in 2024.
Goes, yeah. Your turn. Like, I don't know.
After 168 episodes, maybe you've got it. Anyway, all right, well, let's jump into our podcast for the day. This is episode number 168. If you are just tuning in for the first time, congratulations, you found us.
Yeah.
You're about to be blown away.
You are lucky. You're welcome.
Yes. You're welcome. Yes. Oh, my goodness. We're so weird. We are just two best friends that do a podcast, and we take a different topic every week. And we bring you what we think are the important facts.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Because of our topic today.
Okay. It's the best topic we've done in the 2 years that we've been, 3 years that we've been doing this.
Okay.
Number one, this is going to go viral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because nobody wants to talk about it. Wait till we do the next one, part two. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna get to it, the topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you probably already know what the topic is if you clicked on it because the title will tell you.
Well, that's true.
Right. Anyway, before we get to that.
Unless you don't know how to say it.
True. All right, let's go into our sponsors first, okay?
Okay.
Let's get that over with. We have sponsors of the Life Happens Laugh Anyway podcast because people care about what we're talking about.
That's true, they do.
They really do.
But they might not after today.
No, they will. I actually forgot to say this on the air, and I barely remembered to tell you. We have now had 4 people that have donated $1 to our podcast.
I know. People we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's awesome.
I do, too.
Yeah. And it's exciting.
I mean, I was like, wait a minute. I thought I was being scammed. I'm like, wait.
I would have thought that,
too. They're going to give me $1, and then pretty soon I'm going to be out $1,000. You know, they're going to be like, will you be my friend and take my dollar, and I'm taking all your money? That has happened to me.
Well, yeah. And it usually starts with like the little small
right.
amount.
I actually thought I was being scammed, but it's 4 people. And I just want to thank you 4 people who donated $1. We are very encouraged that you would pull $1 out of your pocket and send it through the internet and give it to us because it helps us with, you know, everything.
And if anyone else is out there and they should feel so inclined, we'll take that.
Yeah. We've got 18,000 downloads.
Right.
Imagine if we had $18,000. And we'd probably have better stuff in here. Anyway.
And a light.
A light, yes. We have to get a light.
I feel in the dark.
We're going to get a light. Catherine hates it. I hate it too, but you hate it more. Anyway.
Sorry.
Sponsors. If you would like to sponsor us, all you have to do is go to patreon.com, put in Life Happens Laugh Anyway. You can sponsor us that way. Or you can go to my website, tracydegraff.com, and you can reach us there. And you, most of our sponsors give us $5 a month, and that just helps to cover the platform expenses. It helps to cover the equipment expenses and so forth. So feel free to pull out your wallets.
And good donate. Job, Trace.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now on to the important topic of dun 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 bidets.
The bidet. Right.
Yeah. The history of bidets. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the health benefits of bidets and bidet options. Okay. We're going to talk about options. And we have a scripture verse, believe it or not. We always have a scripture verse to go along with every topic. And there is one for today. And then we have a call to action. So stay tuned all the way to the end.
We actually do.
Yeah, we do.
You need to believe us.
Before we go into all of that, I want to tell the audience how it is that we ended up talking about bidets.
Yeah, please do that.
I'm going to. It started out where my husband and I went to visit our son who lives in Colorado. So we went there in February and we went for dinner at his friend's house, and they had a brand new bathroom that they had just remodeled, and it had a fancy bidet toilet in it.
Yeah.
I mean, this was dinner conversation. We were talking about the bidet, and I was so curious. I'm like, would it be rude for me to use a stranger's bidet?
Especially something so personal.
Right, right.
As that.
Right, and then talk about, like, was it good for you? I don't know.
Sit at dinner with guests you don't even know right. and talk about washing your...
So, anyway, I had to see this thing. Uh-huh. I had to. So I go down into the bathroom, and I did have to use the bathroom, but it was only number one.
I'm glad.
I'm sorry. So I didn't press any buttons because it was fancy.
Yeah, I would have been afraid intimidated by
it. And this guy was telling us all about this bidet. It was like a $2,500 situation. It was the whole toilet.
Right. It wasn't just a little fixture that you put on.
No, and it had a light, and I think it might have like had songs that it played or something. It was special.
Happy it was special. Happy bidet day to you. Happy bidet day to you.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Ron was saying stuff like, have a bidet. Anyway, so after we left Colorado, the very next weekend, we were heading up to Wisconsin to visit our friends Pat and Martha. And they had a bidet too.
Oh, wow.
It's like two bidets.
Two. They're probably the only two in North America.
Back to back.
People in Europe and Asia have them. Oh, nobody does.
Yeah. In South America, too. I don't know where America's been.
Those are the two people that have them.
Let me tell you something.
Bless you now.
We have been pooping like animals. We have. We've been pooping like animals for hundreds of years in this country. I'm about to say about that. Anyway, we go to Wisconsin to our friend's house, and they have the bidet that is not the whole toilet. It's just the seat. It's a Toto washlet, okay?
Yeah.
And they're our very good friends. Like, they were in our wedding, all that kind of stuff, you know? And so I'm like, I'm using this bidet.
Right. You already used a stranger's bidet. Why would you not use theirs?
I said I did not touch the buttons. I just looked at it. I used the bathroom, but I was afraid.
Well, I mean, you sat on it, right?
Well, yeah. But when you go to somebody's house and you have to go to the bathroom, you sit on the toilet.
Beg to differ. I don't do that.
I do.
It depends.
But since we were at our friend's house that we were really close with, I'm like, they're like brother and sister to, you know, like Martha's like my sister, Pat's like our brother, whatever. And I said, I'm using your bidet. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So I go in there and plus we were staying for a couple nights, so chances are I'd need it.
Right. Nowadays, well, remember the days when you couldn't?
Oh,
if you
I
were
know.
Away?
Oh my gosh, it was horrible. I had stage
But
fright.
Now that you eat those prunes.
Oh,
and?
Not so much the prunes, it's the bran buds. We'll talk about that in a minute. just a minute.
I think people want to know what you take.
Okay, Merrill hold Lakes. On. Yes, I do. Okay, here's the thing. We're going to talk about my colon. I have a torturous colon, everybody. It was discovered. Sorry, wheezing. It was discovered when I was 52, when I had my first colonoscopy, and they couldn't get through. They tried. They went in there with the camera and the light.
That's how it is with you.
Well, it was all twisty and dark, and the doctor backed up, and he goes, I can't get in there. So they discovered that I have a lot more colon. I was born with it, the normal people. So I'm literally full of it.
Yes,
right. I'm full of it. Anyway,
oh boy.
Because of that, I had bathroom issues. Okay,
right.
And so I was taking like Miralax, and I was taking prunes and bran buds, which is a really good solution there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the bidet at Pat and Martha's. So I try the bidet and I am in love. First of all, as soon as you sit down, the seat is hot.
That I love.
Oh, it's like a hug.
Love that.
It's like your toilet
the
is toilet saying welcome.
The toilet seat was always warm. I don't know that I'd get off.
Well, you have to get off or you'll get hemorrhoids for sure. That'll be it. They'll just plop right out.
I mean, whatever happened to the days, I remember my friend's dad used to always say, blank and get off the pot, you know? Well, now, yeah. If you've got a bidet, you're going to be on there all day on the bidet.
Well, you have to discipline yourself, Catherine.
Well, I don't see myself getting one, so.
You're going to be stinky.
Sheesh. I doubt that.
Okay, so you sit down on this bidet, and she has, like I said, the Toto washlet. Yes. And that's the same one I got, mm-hmm. Okay? And this bidet is not cheap. It's not $2,500, but it's like $650.
Yeah.
So it is not cheap. However, you're going to use it every day. And guess what? You're going to make up the cost of the bidet within 2 years because of the lack of toilet paper that you're going to need.
So you did the math on that?
I didn't. Somebody else did. Yeah. I'm not going to do that kind of math.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. No, they claim it's probably the people that sell you the bidet, mm-hmm. but whatever. It does make sense to me because you do not need as much toilet paper with the bidet.
Hmm.
You get most of their bottom clean with the water, okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's a dryer on this bidet.
Yes, and I will say, too, that it looks sophisticated. It doesn't look awkward and clumsy, and it just looks sleek, modern, and nice.
Yes, and it has a remote control, so the buttons are not like on the side of it, or there's not a knob. There are bidets like that.
Yeah,
those are fine. Mm-hmm. This one has continuous hot water that never runs out.
Mm-hmm.
That was an extra $200, but I was like, yeah, we have to have that. Duh.
Well, yeah.
You want it to be shooting hot water and then all of a sudden go cold? No.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and mm-hmm. that little thing that comes out, what is that? The little sprayer?
It's called a wand.
The wand?
Yes.
Sprayer? That is really something to watch that thing go. I mean, it literally looks like a robot.
It is like a robot.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. Here's the experience. When you walk up to the bidet, it knows you're coming, right? When you sit down, it knows that you have sat down.
Yeah.
It sprays a little bit of water on the toilet.
So not on you at first.
Right.
It's just on the inside of the bowl.
On the walls of the bowl, it sprays water because it's a cleanliness thing. That way the stuff that's about to come out of you does not stick to the walls.
Gross. Gosh.
It's going to have moisture on the walls.
Yeah.
And so then it's going to flush easier. They've thought of everything. Then, so you've sat down and the heat up from the seat is telling you, welcome to your experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful. And you can adjust the temperature of the heat. It can be low, medium, high.
Mm-hmm.
You can adjust the temperature of the water, low, medium, high. You can adjust the pressure and the, I don't know what they call it, where it goes back and forth.
The pulsating.
Yes, it pulsates.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have it just go straight.
Tracy is so serious about this.
I'm telling you, I'm about ready to quit my life and go become a bidet salesperson.
You could.
I think I might.
You could.
I mean, I think everybody should buy one of these. Sell your car. You don't need a car. What do you need a car for? You need a bidet.
Oh, my gosh.
You could take a bus. You could walk.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Okay,
so the water's going to come out. You can control the temperature. You can control the pressure. And you can make it wiggle back and forth. And you can make it pulsate.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's another feature, too.
There's the men's setting and the women's setting.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So you can get just the back or you can get the back and the front.
Right.
You can get all of it. Okay.
For the men, yeah, you could get the area called, is it really bad?
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that on the podcast.
Is it a bad word?
Yes, it's derogatory.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say it.
Well, I knew it was slang, but
I didn't know
it was bad. Okay, never mind. It gets all the parts.
We learned a new word here at the Life Happens.
We had no idea what it was.
We did it because we're sheltered.
Yeah.
But we're not going to say it. You guys Google it. They won't know what to Google, but that's okay. Anyway, so this is the Toto washlet bidet that I bought, the exact same one as my friend's. And I now don't know how I've lived to be 58 years old. And
I don't know how you did either.
I don't know how I've lived without it. No. I really don't.
Well, you showered. That's what people
Not
do.
Every time.
That's how they wash their butts.
No, uh-uh.
You shower.
Yeah, but if you have to go, number two,
mm-hmm.
number dos, you don't take a shower every time.
No, but you could buy those wipes. That's what
Okay,
that's
let's,
what
talk
I
about,
do.
Let's talk about yeah, those for a minute.
She's let's got talk a about rebuttal. Those. Right.
Okay, those things like Dude wipes and such,
yeah.
right?
If you get the non-fragrant you should be okay.
No, here's the problem with those. People are flushing them down the toilet. That's a problem. It's like clogging up sewer systems. They don't disintegrate as well. You need a bidet to get all that stuff off, and then it just flushes down. It doesn't have any kind of clogging issue. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I forgot about one more feature. After you're done with your business and after you have sprayed and you have dried, because you can, you know, then you have the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get up and you can you use maybe 3 squares of toilet paper to pat dry, like whatever's left. Maybe four. Three, four. But that
you spare a square.
Seriously. My grandma Rose, she grew up like, you know, and had kids and stuff during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was a kid during the Depression. And she was very conscientious about being frugal.
Okay.
And she would teach us how many squares we needed to go number one, how many squares we needed to go number two. She would save tin foil, you know, and clean it off.
Oh, yeah.
And plastic bags and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, this is going to be a 3 to 4 square situation from now on, rather than a whole bunch and then a whole bunch more.
Yeah. And that also depends on what kind of toilet paper, because there's some that's soft and thick and some that are like, you know, Scott's.
Yeah, let's just call it medium grade toilet paper. But did you know this? That if you have hemorrhoids, which, my friends, I do, because I gave birth to 5 human beings.
Yeah.
And they all came out of my hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And their heads were as big as this table.
And the table is
big.
It's like 10 feet.
I gave birth to 45 pounds of human.
You did.
Over 10 years.
Okay, so anyway.
On their way out, they grabbed my hemorrhoids and brought them with them. They did. And it's a lifestyle issue. You know, everybody has hemorrhoids for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this next week. We're going to do part 2.
We're going to lose listeners.
They want to know, Catherine. They want to know.
Okay.
Listen, everybody has hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids serve a purpose in your body.
Mm-hmm.
They communicate to your brain to tell you if what?
Let's save that for our next one.
Okay,
but,
fine.
So you get the bidet for the hemorrhoid situation.
Yes.
Yes, and it helps with that.
Oh,
and what,
yes.
I think where you were going with that is that the wipes don't help that situation.
They hurt that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because those guys are not supposed to be on the outside.
Okay.
They're supposed to be inside your body, okay?
Get back in there.
They're never supposed to see the light of day. They're never supposed to be touched by anything.
Yeah.
So when you go digging at them with toilet paper or dude wipes or whatever, you're hurting them. You're giving them what they call micro tears.
My poor mom. Because, you know, that's what I've been using on her. So, okay. Now, I have experienced your bidet.
Yes.
It's great, you know, but I hadn't gone anything messy or anything like that. Here's what I'm wondering. How do I say this and still keep it clean? I have had to take care of my mom, as you know.
Yes.
And that includes after she goes to the bathroom.
Right.
So I can't see how the bidet would actually get all of that out of her, clean her. Without it being wiped.
Well,
I wonder
it would
if it's
be
powerful
better,
enough.
It would be better than wiping because it's water.
But would it get it all?
Well, you would do it until it does. I mean, you know, you don't.
If she could I guess if it was warm and she could tolerate it, like if I told her every step of the way, it's coming at you. It's coming at you. Because I know it's coming. I'm like, woo!
Here's the thing. This is the one example that they gave online on one of these things that I watched about the bidets. If you have a little bit of poop on your hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to wipe it off with toilet paper or are you going to wash your hands with water?
Both.
Well, let's just say that you only wiped it off with toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Is that clean?
Of course not.
So what are you going to do next?
Of course, wash.
With what? Water.
Water and soap.
Right. So with the bidet, and actually, when you go into the history of bidets, and I guess that's what we should do now, is
just
go into the history of it, because I've told you my story. After we were with Pat and Martha, I had to have one. I was having a problem anyway, and my husband couldn't do anything about it, so he bought me a bidet.
Yeah.
Because he loves me.
Right.
That's why he did it. And now I can't imagine living without it. And mm-hmm. I told him, if I ever go to the old folks home because I don't know where I am or who I am, the bidet comes with me. It comes with me. Awesome. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the history of bidets.
Okay.
First of all, it's a French word. Yeah. Okay. So some French guy invented it, and it means small horse because it looks like a small horse. Like,
and you have to saddle it.
You have to saddle it. Yeah. Look at this old French provincial lady. See her?
Oh, yeah. She looks very dignified sitting on that.
That's because bidets were only used by royals and rich people back in the, 1700s. It was invented like in the 1600s or something.
Well, they didn't have indoor plumbing, so how did they, they just kind of...
It was basically like a basin of water with a lid that would close to keep the water fresh, you know? And then they would sit on it like opposite... You know, like the lid would be popped up. Like imagine a toilet with the lid up, right?
Uh-huh.
Instead of sitting on it where your back is against the lid and
your tank.
Right. You do go the opposite.
Yeah, and you face the Yeah. And so it probably had a chamber pot inside of
a basin of water.
Yeah.
So it would be next to the chamber pot. So they would do their business on the chamber pot, and then they would sit on the bidet and wash with their hands with the water. Mm. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that was high
just
tech.
Just get in the shower.
They didn't have showers.
I know.
So back then, when it first came out, it was just for royalty or rich, mm-hmm. or it eventually made its way into the brothels, okay?
Oh,
you didn't know that?
No, of course I didn't know.
Yeah, it made its way into the brothels, and it was theorized that if you washed right away after you had sex,
you weren't gonna
get pregnant. It could be like a contraceptive to prevent pregnancy. Well, we all know how well that worked.
Yeah,
right. Didn't work.
Did they also think it was gonna prevent them from getting
diseases and such?
I wonder.
I would imagine that they did because they had issues.
Yeah.
But they discovered, of course, when they discovered that didn't work very well, they did discover that it did work to help clean you after you had a bowel movement. Hmm. Now, the problem with bidets is, okay, it started out in France, right? And then mm-hmm. it was kind of making its way through Europe. Well, it got a bad reputation.
Because it was in brothels.
Hello.
Yeah. And it was probably associated with trying to get rid of their ick.
It was.
And they probably used the same water.
I don't know about that, how they changed it and all. But it got a bad reputation. And then there were the wars. So the First World War and the Second World War. And somewhere in there, Americans just had a really bad taste in their mouth about bidets. Catherine just made a face. It was considered taboo. It was considered sinful. It was considered, something of the ladies of the evening type of a thing.
Yeah.
So the Americans poo-pooed it. They didn't want anything to do with bidets.
Uh-huh.
Right? Well, and then, you come along with more invention and more discovery and better tools and all of that. So these modern bidets really took off. Guess when?
Well, are you talking here?
Yeah. Here.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently.
The pandemic. During the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The sale of bidets started to climb because what was happening in the world during the pandemic? Toilet paper was at a scarcity.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Toilet paper was coveted. People were like, how am I going to get my toilet paper?
It was freaky. Yeah, not being able to get toilet paper.
It was. And, if you think about it, toilet paper is a really big business, right? Mm-hmm. So are, those dude wipes and everything. That's a huge business. Those people don't want anybody listening to this podcast. They don't.
They're going to come after us.
They don't want anybody getting a bidet.
Yeah.
Because their sales are going to go down. Okay?
I think Toto needs to sponsor us.
Oh, I do, too. I'd probably work for them for free and just walk around and talk about bidets. So bidets have come a long way, obviously, and some of the bigger countries like Italy is like the top country for bidets. And it's because they passed a bidet law in Italy.
Law?
They did. They made it a law that every new building or home had to have a bidet in it.
Really? Well, they must find it very necessary, I guess.
Well, they thought somebody who was in charge of the laws finally got themselves into the bidet thing and discovered that it's much better. Life is better with a bidet.
Holy cow.
What? Oh, you didn't know
what
that.
What you're saying, yeah. Well, Now you're saying Italy, and I had something on something I pulled up, and I can't stand this. I guess I'm not having internet connection because it just went all white and blank.
Oh.
But it said that 70% of users are in Japan.
Yeah, oh, Japan is huge with bidet use, and there's other countries too, like Spain and Portugal, and I think Venezuela. Oh,
yeah. Actually, it says in Japan, 77% of people use a bidet. So within Japan,
yeah,
77% of people use it.
They're into it, Catherine, because yeah, they're not well, disgusting.
Well, it's funny because Americans are known to be, you know, clean and a little bit fussy, a little bit extreme with clean. So I'm a little surprised that we haven't jumped on that.
Okay. The English, by the way, mm-hmm. just as a matter of history, the English poo-pooed the bidets as well because they were ticked at the French. They were like, well, if they have it, we don't need it type of a thing, you know, because they had their whole war or whatever they had going on. I don't know. So anyway, here we are now in 2024 and bidets are really making a strong comeback. In fact, our friends who were just here at the Mauis, they're building a house and they put electricity in a spot where it would be ready for a bidet because they said down there in Tennessee, everybody's building houses with bidets.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really becoming like, I got to keep up with the Joneses now.
I'm telling you, you're getting a bidet. I don't think we can be friends if you don't get one. Because how am I going to be at your house if I have to go? What am I going to do?
Oh, gosh.
Just go back to the old way. Once you go, well, once you go bidet, you don't go bed. You don't go bed back.
You go.
Okay.
She's going to say, I got to go home.
Yeah. Wait a second. Now, some people might be picturing a bidet, like, you know how you have the toilet that actually works and flushes, and then next to it, it looks like another toilet.
Yeah, right. It looks like this fixture in the wall or on the wall.
Yeah.
Protruding out.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks almost like a toilet with no seat and no lid, and it's got the faucet and stuff. And I was always curious about it. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I had only seen them in pictures and maybe at like a fancy hotel or something, mm-hmm. like on TV. Like I don't experience those things, but I just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious, how do you use it? Well, we watched a video yesterday together.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
Oh, hilarious.
That first one especially.
Hilarious. Because Catherine and I had a bidet party last night and we invited a few friends over. And our friend Angie came over. And
only one came.
Right. The others were like, no, we're busy.
And then we had another friend. She's like, I'd rather poop at home where I feel more comfortable. And I had said, I'll bring wipes to wipe the seat.
That's so funny.
And when you told me you were going to have a bidet party,
yeah,
I literally thought my friend has lost her nut. And here I am supporting her. I'll go right along.
You just go along to get along, Catherine. And then I served a poo-poo platter.
Mm.
And it had prunes on it and fruit. And
yeah.
We had a glass of wine. It was fun, actually.
It was fun.
So anyway, I don't
know. You guys got a good laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell that story? Oh, come on. Let me just tell it. We're not going to show it. I'll just tell it. Okay, so I'll tell it.
Oh. I shouldn't have brought it up.
You brought it
I'll
up.
I brought it up.
I'll tell it.
Okay. Two peeping toms. I didn't lock the door. This is all I'm going to say. I didn't lock the door. I squealed because I wasn't ready for the squirt that came up. And then all of a sudden the door opens and there's a camera, a phone camera, and two girls squealing and laughing. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
and I was like, get out.
It was so funny. Oh, my gosh. And I knew you didn't lock the door because I didn't hear the click because my bathroom door is a slider door.
I needed to.
Well, come on, Catherine. How many times have I scared you, startled you?
Seriously.
Hid behind something, popped out. I've been doing it for 25 years.
I was thinking about how Angie deleted it.
Uh-huh.
You know, she deleted it.
Uh-huh.
But in my mind, when I went home, I'm like, it's not really deleted because she sent it to me. So it's still on the thread from her to me.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really gone, Angie. And Angie's mom, if you're listening.
Do you remember the time that we were both using the bathroom and we were at, I think we were at Olivet Nazarene University. We were at like a Christian concert.
The asparagus?
No. Oh.
I
don't even remember that.
Obviously, no. I do.
No, the time that we were sitting in each stall, and I don't know what came over me, but I took my camera on my phone and I just stuck it underneath the stall. And
you're terrible. Yes, I do. Was that at Olivet?
I think it was. And I don't know what came over me, but there, I just felt compelled to take a picture of Catherine going to the bathroom.
You did. Why do I let you? Why do I?
I don't know why we're friends. Why do you even let me be your friend?
I know.
Oh gosh. It's because of the laugh factor. It's
well, this
fun.
Is true.
And you're a great sport.
I am a good sport.
You are.
You're a great because sport. I'll tell you what, I did not like that video of myself.
You laughed at it, though.
Well, I see the humor in it.
Yeah. But okay. I have given our audience plenty to chew on regarding the history of bidets.
You have.
Why don't you share with them some of the health benefits?
All right. Okay. So they are hygienic. They're more hygienic than toilet paper, which you said that. And that's because it decreases the amount of bacteria in your urine. You know, because you're getting sprayed. So it is cleaner in that way. Yes, it is. And it could potentially limit the germ spread because you're not in close contact with your hand. Because when you put your hand down there to wipe, you know, if you don't wash your hands afterward, then you're wiping, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. They could lower your risk of hemorrhoids.
Of it.
Yes. Using a bidet with medium low water pressure could help relieve pressure on your anus, thus potentially reducing your risk of hemorrhoids.
Plus, it feels so good. It really does.
Okay. Speaking of that, bidets enhance your bathroom experience. The same study, whatever study that was, because I didn't read it, that using a wash and dry bidet in a nursing home enhanced the overall toileting experience of the residents.
Your mom needs a bidet.
I know.
For her hemorrhoids and she's a human being.
Well, she would love the warm toilet.
She would.
She would really like that.
Even if she didn't get totally, like, the use out of the water, mm-hmm. you know, like if she was poo-pooing that. I keep saying that, poo-pooing.
You are.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Bidets are better for the environment. You must be getting a call now.
Oh, sorry. They want me to sub. I'm not available.
Having too much fun.
I am bideting.
Yeah. So using a bidet means switching from the toilet paper and using less toilet paper, which we talked
about. A lot less, friends. Yeah. A lot less.
Yes, yes, yes. And then next, this just goes into the type of bidets, which I think we talked about. You can find a real cheap one that you just attach to your toilet seat. And it's got a little knob on the side, and it just squirts. But they're not all fancy, where the warm seat and warm water. But there are options if you just want to get something that just, you know, is going to clean you a little bit. But now I am going to say this. There are some... Oh, my screen went blank. Just a couple warnings about bidets, but... my screen is going blank.
Well, just talk about it.
Well, I don't remember what it said.
Wasn't it about getting water up in your hoo-ha? Too much water?
It's unclear. That's what it was. It's unclear about the vaginal health. It says there's a potential that bidets can upset
the flora,
the vagina's delicate bacterial balance, mm-hmm. and disrupt that. But more research is needed.
Speaking of that, though, yeah. I think that it's really wise for younger women. I think that it's fantastic for during your time of the month. I think it's great for just regular hygiene, for using the bathroom for number one, number two. But, you know, I mean, we no longer get that time of the month. Well, I don't.
No, I don't either.
So it's nice to not have it.
Yeah.
But boy, when I did, or like for new moms, mm-hmm. the bidet should be the first thing on the registry. Like, you don't even need a crib. You could put that kid in a laundry basket for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a bidet.
Okay, I got to say this, too. Mm-hmm. You have to keep your bidet clean and sanitized. Due to its nature, it can collect all sorts of bacteria, especially if the toilet is shared. One test in a Japanese hospital found that their bidets were full of unhealthy bacteria. It's important that the devices are kept clean for optimum health.
So, and my bidet, the Total Washlet, it has a self-cleaning
apparatus
situation where it does it every time when you're done, okay, it the wand goes through the self-cleaning operation, and then it also sends out some kind of deodorizer. It's not a scent, it's a neutralizer. So it poofs out something into the air that neutralizes the odor in the air.
I wonder what that is. Like, is it an oil?
I have no idea. It has a filter. I think it's charcoal or something, because it has a filter and it says you're supposed to clean it once a month.
Well, yeah. Charcoal cleaners are used for, like, the coffee filters, things like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm just like, these people have thought of everything.
Okay.
If mine had a light, I'd be even happier, but that's okay.
You can get one of those and just put it in there.
Yeah, that's what you said. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else about the health benefits?
Not that I found in all my long research.
Oh, yes, Catherine. Thank you for your contribution. All right, well, let's go into what types of bidets.
Okay.
If you just pull up your little Amazon account and you put in bidet, just the word bidet, you're going to see thousands and thousands and thousands of bidets, right? And a lot of them have thousands and thousands of reviews. My suggestion is figure out a budget, right? And start somewhere. Maybe you're not going to start at the higher end. Maybe you start, you can get them for like $20 to $30 that are just a little attachment. It's not going to have the bells and whistles, but it at least gets you started. And then go from there.
Okay.
That's my advice on that one.
Well, that's
like,
good.
Here's one that has 20,000 reviews, and it's basically just a little, it's $25. It's normally $42, but it's $25. You know, it's a handheld toilet bidet sprayer.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now.
It looks like a hose.
I see one here. Well, it says, handheld hoses are an economical and effective option that you can install yourself. They could be found at most home improvement stores for under $100.
Yeah.
So, and attached to the plumbing fixtures from the toilet.
And my husband is pretty handy. We went over that before in another episode about him being handsy, but it was handy. He's a handyman, and when that bidet came, he had it set up in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just a couple of screws. It's really easy to put together. So.
Not for us.
No, but why would I have to do
right.
it? That's why I've got him. He's got to stay important. Okay, so we've talked about the history of bidets, we've talked about the health benefits, and we've talked about options. Let's talk about the scripture verse. Psalm 51 verse 7 says this, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow."
Well, there you go.
My friends, be nice to your butthole. Get yourself a bidet. Yeah. All right. Our call to action today is to stop pooping like an animal and clean your booty. Get a bidet.
Oh my gosh.
That's my advice and I'm sticking
to
it.
There you go.
All right, do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't know how I can.
Okay, next up, hemorrhoids. Stay tuned. All right, well, you've been listening to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm still comedian Tracy DeGraff.
I'm still Catherine.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.